So we continue today in Simen Ayin Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Misha Meis Lo Meis, if somebody lost a relative, Shuchayev Lis Abel Alov, that he would normally be required or obligated to mourn for, Afilu Eino Mutul Alov Lekovro, even if one does not have the personal responsibility to bury this particular relative. In other words, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say there are other close relatives who are obligated to bury, but nevertheless, the responsibility to mourn still exists. So writes the Shulchan Aruch, Pater me Kriyat Shema mitfila. Such an individual is exempt from Kriyat Shema as well as from tefillah, as well as from prayer. Va'afilu imrotze lahachmir alatzmo v'likros ein harashoy. And even if a person wants to be machmir and go ahead and daven anyway, one is not permitted. V'im yesh lo mishi yishtadl b'shvilo b'tzarchi kvura v'rotze lahachmir alatzmo v'likros. But if there is someone else who is able to take care of the needs of the funeral, then if the individual wants to be machmir and wants to go ahead and daven, then the halacha is in mochin biyodo. We do not object to the individual taking it upon themselves to daven. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here in Sif Katan Dalet Umit Tefillah. So remember, this is the concept ultimately that a onin, someone who has lost one of the close relatives for one whom is obligated to mourn, is pater, is exempt from all positive mitzvos. So included in this, of course, is Kriya Shema as well as Tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this is Sif Katan Dalet Umit Tefillah Vechemi Kol Abrachos. So too, the mourner is also exempted from all brachos. Now remember, this is talking specifically about the time between death and burial. Once burial occurs, then a person is in Shiva. Once a person is in Shiva, then they do become obligated in all normative halachas. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Dalet, V'chemi kol ha-brachos, v'afilu b'erchah osananin, u'mikometzos hamuras b'torah. This exemption is not just for Shema, not just for Shemor Esi, but for all positive mitzvahs and brachos, and as well as any other biblical mitzvah. Just adds in over here. So let's say a person, an onen, wants to eat bread. So again, he's not obligated to make the bracha of hamotzi, or for that matter, even the bracha of anatilas yadayim, but he is obligated to wash his hands. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that if there is effectively like a chevra kadisha, there's a group of individuals whom you hand over the mace to, and once the mace is handed over to these individuals, the family has no additional responsibility. So once you hand over the mace to these individuals, the onin becomes obligated in all mitzvos once again. To take if shenispashu imachavura kadisha ba'ad mokum kavura, v'nastalem kol ha'otzol, so tachrichim chayavan lehispalal. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, technically speaking, an onin should not wait until after the levaya to daven, because once they've handed over the mace to the chevra kadisha, and the chevra kadisha has everything it needs to bury the person appropriately, at that point in time, the onanim really should take it upon themselves to daven. But sometimes, even after going ahead and handing over the mace to the chevra kadisha, there are still other tasks that need to be accomplished, either hespedim, writing of eulogies, or deciding exactly where the individual is going to be buried. As long as these details have not yet been worked out, there is an exemption, ultimately, again, for the individual to daven until after these needs are taken care of. However, again, if there is not a chevra kadisha that takes care of every last detail, even if there's someone, like for example, contemporarily, like a funeral home, who may take care of the majority of the details, but at the end of the day, responsibility rests upon the relative. So the relative is in aninos, literally is in the state of aninos up until the point that the earth is actually thrown into the grave. He goes on, he says, ומנים שחנינוס עד סמך לסוף זמן קריאשמה, שועד רביע היום, כפי ערך השעור של היום, ומספל הכסדר יעבור הזמן של קריאשמה, יקרא קריאשמה בלו ברוכס, ואחר כך יספל הכסדר, ויקרא עוד הפעם קריאשמה עם הברוכס. So let's say if by the time the funeral is over, it's almost the end of zman kriyashma. So if one davens in a regular order, they'll miss the zman for kriyashma. Under those circumstances, one should say shma first and then go back and do the rest of davening afterwards. Ve'im nimshach haninus ad la'achar arbashos das amagin avram debrechos ha-shachar da'anu mashe kodim baruch shamar lo yomrim av shish lo penai kevin shebishas ikr chiyu boker ha-haya az pater di'ish ויש כל כן עליו וספיק ברכוס להקל. זולס ברכס התורה, ברכה שלא עשני גוי, ושלא עשני עובד, ושלא עשני אישה, אוסן הברכוס אף למוגן אברהם יוכל לברך. So this is an interesting discussion, what happens with ברכוס השחר. So let's say again, if the kvura is not over, let's say the kvura is ultimately not over until after 4 hours into the day, which is the end of the zman for tefillah. So the Magen Avraham happens to be of the opinion that one would not say Berchos HaShachar, but the truth is other opinions argue on him and say after 4 hours, so the Ovel would still be permitted to go ahead and recite Berchos HaShachar. In the brackets, he writes, V'lo yaniach tefillin. We know that an Ovel does not put on tefillin the first day of his Avelos. V'yispal yudches brachos levad, ava berchas kriyashma, mashum b'shochal arach le'el b'sinin l'ches sivav, tekvar ovar zmanom. Ulefima shekasavti le'el b'sof simin nunches, mutulo lomar af berchas kriyashma, kevin de ba'onis avar hazman. Uvecholi alma efshad yocholomar p'suki de zimra, ayim le'el b'sinin l'bizk l'shavi akiva eger. So again, in all of these cases, even if 4 hours have elapsed, it appears as long as it's before Chatzos midday, technically speaking, one could go ahead and still recite Berchos HaShachar, one could daven a regular Shachris. V'im adayin lo kalua arba shos, shu shlishin yom rak shu samoch lezmanahu, v'im mispal kasev yavar zman tfilet zara lezbal shmona esay achar shlish hayom, yidag psuki de zimro, kov pishin esbar lab simin en bezu, din achar lab ala besak meses, aval lo yidag imi kriya shem berchos haklal, sh'af sh'al yidei zeh yimuchrach lezbal shmona esay achar shlish hayom. So this is interesting. If let's say again, you're bumping up but close against the 4 hours into the day, meaning the Zman Tefillah, the time for prayer is coming to an end. So under those circumstances, one could skip around the Psuki de Zimra, but one should recite Shema together with Birchos Kriya Shema, and then go into Shemona Esrei, Old Kasu B'derech HaChaim, Te'elu HaBrachos, Shelo Asani Goy, Eved Isha Birchas Torah, Zmanam Kol HaYom, Vafilu Achar Chatzos, Im Nikbarem Yom Reim. So this is interesting. Others explain, the Archaim explains that the Birchos of Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Eved, Shelo Asani Isha, Birchos HaTorah, their time is throughout the entire day, and therefore even if it's after Chatzos, by the time, after midday, by the time the burial is concluded, one should still recite these brachos. Aval tfilas shmona esrei lo yispala rak achar chatzos ad chatzos v'lo yosir. But shmona esrei for shachris, one should only daven until chatzos. Gam ein tzarach lahashlim osa b'tfila smucha ki gonim lo yispala shachris lo yashlim b'mincha de lo dami l'shachar chonanas lo yispala shachris d'mashlim b'mincha de hasim b'emes hay mechuyuv rak shei de siba lo yispala mashen kein kan tavi pater medin l'chein adin mincha marif. So this is a very important caveat as well, that let's say in the event that the Levaya took a long time, or it was scheduled in such a way that by the time a person finishes the Levaya, it's after Chatzos, it's after midday. There is no obligation to daven a makeup Shmona Esrei by Mincha to make up the Shachris Shmona Esrei that you missed, the Tfilas Tashlumin, because since one was exempted from Tfilah at the time of Shachris, therefore there is no obligation to make up the missed prayer. אף הפי שלו הישו סליגמר התפילה מקום מקום, כיוון שחל עליו החיוב חייב להשלם אחר כך התפילה בזמן מנחה. ואפשר בזה חייב גם כן לברך ברכוס השחר, לא ברכם בבוקר כשקם ממיטה. So this is actually very interesting case. The Mishnah Berurah says this idea that if you don't daven because of mourning, that you don't have to daven a makeup tefillah, tefillas tashlumin, that's only assuming that a person was never obligated in tefillah that day. For example, so let's say the person, the close relative passed away at night, and therefore by the time the sun came up in the morning, the individual was not obligated to go ahead and daven because they were exempted. But let's say in the following situation, let's say a person woke up in the morning and then they didn't daven yet, but an hour later, the loved one, close relative, passes away. So in a case like that, there was an obligation already present upon the individual to daven in the morning. Then the avelos, the morning came, which prevented the aval, the mourner, from fulfilling that obligation. But never, under those circumstances, the mourner would be obligated at mincha time of that day to daven a makeup shmona esrei for the shachris that was missed. Since the person was obligated at the beginning of the day, therefore, again, the fact that now they weren't able to daven, albeit because of circumstances beyond their control, they are still obligated to make that up at mincha time. Very interesting halacha. Lahachmir, halacha hey. So the Mechaber said that if someone is exempt from Shema Shmona Esrei as a result of Avelos, or Avaninos, I should say, they can't even be Machmir on themselves. So this is talking about a case where there's no one else to deal with the needs of the dead. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that according to the Mechaber, this would seem to be even if a person had someone else who could go ahead and take care of the burial plans, but if essentially, again, the individual is the primary mourner, meaning one of the people who has to mourn, we're concerned that if a person starts davening Shema Shmona Esrei, it looks like they're not taking the loss seriously, or that the loss doesn't impact them, which would therefore again be a certain lack of Kavod Ames. However, again, the Rama comments on this, that if literally one has someone else, like the Chevra Kadisha, is going to take care of everything, then Einachinami, under those circumstances, one would in fact be permitted to go ahead and daven under those circumstances. Bishvilo, Halacha Vav. So he writes over here, Perish Tafilu Imutal of a Kava Rak Shishlo Bene Adam Achirim Shis Asku Bishvilo. So the Mechaber quotes the opinion of the Rav Yoh. So the Rav Yoh says that if at the end of the day you do have other people who are going to go ahead and help you with the needs of the burial, then Einachinami, one is permitted to be machmir, one is permitted to be lenient and go ahead and daven Shema and Shmona Esrei under those circumstances. Simin Shin Shin Me'av Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin the Sham Pasuk the Ino Rashi Lahachmir B'chol Gavni V'Chein Iker. So remember again, the Rama quotes from Yaradeya, where the Shulchan Aruch there paskins that one should not be machmir in these situations. Rather, again, if one is exempted from tefillah because of aninos, so one should take that exemption and one should not go ahead and try to be machmir and obligate themselves in tefillah. So again, so Mishnah Berurah comments over here and he says that if a son is in aninos for his father and there's someone else to take care of the needs of the funeral of the levaya, and the son would be able to go to shul to be able to go out and say kaddish, so technically speaking, this would be permitted. However, again, it's important to point out if we really paskin like this Rama, namely that halacha lemaisa, at the end of the day, when a person is in aninos, we assume that that is a forced exemption. A person should not be machmir on themselves to God and daven, because the assumption is that a person is osik b'mitzah patam in a mitzah. A person is involved in the needs of the mace, and therefore, again, they should not go out of their way to obligate themselves in Shema and Shmona Esrei. And that's true even if, technically speaking, there's a Chevra Kadisha or others who are handling the needs of the Levaya. The assumption is that the Avel is preoccupied ultimately with the loss and is involved, not just intellectually, not just mentally preoccupied, but is actively involved in taking care of the needs of the Levaya, of the Espedim, of Shiva, and therefore, again, one is exempt from Shema and Shmona Esrei. But we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.